We've talked about George's story. We've talked about the science, but here's the question I think everyone is asking. If someone is interested in Brown's gas, what does it actually look like to use it? Today's episode is all about the practical side. No complicated science, just a conversation about how people are using this technology, why they use it in different ways, and what George has learned after decades of working with people around the world. So welcome back to the show, everyone. The last episode, we've gotten to know George Wiseman really, really well, his personal journey that led him here, and the science that sparked decades of research. And today, we're making this practical. If someone is hearing about Brown's gas for the first time, they probably have one big question. What does using it actually involve? So, George, I'm going to ask the question I think everyone at home is wondering, because I want people to leave this episode with a clear understanding, not feeling overwhelmed. So before we get into the different ways of using Brown's gas, I think we need to set some expectations. So what do you want people to understand before they even think about trying this technology? And I just want to welcome you back to the show. It's so good to see you again.
It's really good to be here. I guess the first thing to know is that no matter the ailment, it appears that Brown's gas helps, and it helps in a variety of ways. And usually what'll happen is it'll help other things as well as what you're actually trying to address, because your whole body gets healthy. So the first thing, and we have a 1-year satisfaction guarantee. So when people say, will the Brown's gas help fill in the blank? I say, that's why I'm not an MD, so I can't make claims. So I can say that over the decades, we haven't found anything yet that it doesn't help somewhat, somehow kind of thing. So we encourage people to actually just try it and see how it works for them. So that's the first thing up front.
Okay, perfect. And I one thing I noticed these days is that people are often looking for a quick fix. Do you think this is the right mindset, or do you encourage people to look at this differently?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not a quick fix. It's not a drug. It's not surgery. It's not a quick remediation. It's not even a panacea, even though it seems like it. It is something that happens over time. I'll get into what happened with me in a little bit, but we're talking weeks, months, years, certain things. It's nutrition. And just like the lack of this particular nutrition took years to manifest into whatever ailment people have, or ailments, it takes time for the body to recover, turn back on, and get healthy again.
Absolutely. So you often use the word support. So what do you mean by that? And how do you see someone's, or how do you see Brown's gas fitting into someone's overall approach to health?
First of all, it is support in that it's nutrition, which is one of the foundation pins of any health. You're still going to need to do your exercise and other healthful things that you do, and eat healthy, otherwise eat healthy nutrition. Preferably cut back on extra chemicals and sugar and stuff. But this supports other applications as well as making a huge difference, even all by itself.
Absolutely. I think that's an important distinction because people often want overnight results, but the body doesn't work that way. I quite often joke about, you know, my own story, you know, 20 years of not doing the right things and then wanting everything to fix overnight, but healing takes a long time. It's often a process. So it's not a single moment. So I think if anyone is selling a quick fix, that people need to watch out for that and be skeptical, because there is no such thing as that. Not nowadays anyway, maybe 20, 30 years from now. But I would love to walk through the different approaches of using Brown's gas. So let's imagine someone has never seen one of your machines before. What are the different ways people typically use it? And can you walk us through them one by one?
Okay. So first of all, it's a 16-pound metal square, it looks like.
Okay.
People will be able to see the pictures of it. But in the earlier version, you actually need to lift it up and turn it over to drain out the solution when you're doing your maintenance rinses. We've just recently come out with the AC, that was the AC50. And then we've recently come out with the AC60, which is a lot more user friendly, and it has a drain on the back. So people don't need to lift it up and turn it over anymore. Again, we were finding there were people that just had, they were elderly, or their ailments weakened them to the point where they may not have stability or strength in order to maintain the machine properly. So the maintenance of the machine is an important thing that needs to be done, just like a coffee maker needs to be cleaned from time to time and stuff. So you just want to make sure that you can do that. Other than the maintenance, it's relatively easy to set up. And then when you start using it, like just set up is, again, like a coffee maker. You just do it one step at a time, and then bingo, pretty soon you're doing your protocols. We have the four standard protocols. That the first is bubbling the gas in water and then drinking the hydrogen-rich water. And that is ubiquitous out there. There's many, many people who make hydrogen water bottles and stuff like that. So the Brown's gas can do all the advantages that they say they've got, the Brown's gas can do as well. So that's number one, because the Brown's gas is mostly hydrogen. And the second thing, we have the inhalation, which you can see I'm doing right here. And the so for the second protocol, when you inhale the Brown's gas, it puts the energy, electrically expanded water electrons and the hydrogen and everything right into your body, into your lungs, and then your blood supply carries it around. I will say that those two protocols where you're taking it, imbibing it in internally, your body decides where the hydrogen is put, because the hydrogen's like a building brick. If you're building a brick wall, the mason has to carry the brick that takes energy over to and place it where it needs to be. That takes intelligence. Your body has the intelligence, and sometimes not as much energy as it needs, which is one reason why the Brown's gas is more therapeutically efficacious over just pure hydrogen, because it has the electrically expanded water, which is bioavailable energy. So your body can start an upward healing cycle instead of the downward cycle that it was in before, spiral. So in any case, the main point was that your body decides when you imbibe. Then we have the two exterior protocols, which is one we call bagging or something, where you're putting the gas on, maybe in a like a bread bag or something that's on your arm to mitigate carpal tunnel syndrome. Now, there's one that just reminded me that in 10 minutes, your carpal tunnel syndrome, the pain is completely gone, and it stays because the gas has gone transdermally through the skin to relieve the inflammation of the tendon sheath, which is what's causing the pain, and hydrates it. So you've got, it just takes away all the inflammation. And that's a really dramatic one, because carpal tunnel is very painful. And so, and you could apply that anywhere on your body to treat the fascia and tendons and muscles in your body. One of the very first uses of Brown's gas for health was exactly that. Before we even knew to drink the hydrogen-rich water, a chiropractor knew that Brown's gas had oxygen in it, and he was doing oxidative therapies where he was putting oxygen on muscles and stuff to help. And he asked if the oxygen from the Brown's gas would help. And it turns out the Brown's gas did help, but not so much because of the oxygen, but because of the hydrogen and the electrically expanded water. So it immediately started to relax muscles that were really tense and sprains, and help sprains and stuff heal and get rid of pain like inflammation. So the chiropractor was able to adjust his patients much easier. And the interesting story, this was Lloyd Jacob in Spokane, Washington, must be 15 years ago now, maybe 17. Anyway, he was able to adjust his wife after, which he had never been able to do, interestingly enough. So here he was, a chiropractor, worked all his life, but until he got the Brown's gas, even his own wife was not able to be adjusted. So that was very interesting. So he actually came out of retirement and started working 8 hours a day again for many years, helping people with the Brown's gas. And there's many stories on that particular thing. The point is, that was an external application. So you can bag, you can spot, you can do that kind of thing. The second external application is to use the bubbled water. So you bubble the Brown's gas in water, and then you can apply the bubbled water to your skin in one way or another. Often people will put a dressing on it with a plastic over it so that when you put the water on it, the water stays against the skin. And then you just re-wet it every so often during the day. Our first time that we ever heard about that kind of thing was in 1996, when a customer who had bought one of my water torches, because as an inventor and alternative researcher, I was doing Brown's gas for fuel savers and also to replace acetylene in torches. And I had no idea that there was a health aspect at all. And so in 96, and that's from experimentation back from 86. Okay. So by 96, a person took, and I don't know what caused him to think of it, but by that time, we did have the chiropractor reports, and we also had his niece, Lloyd Jacob's niece, had taken bubbled water and fed it to plants, radishes in this case, for an agriculture experiment for college. And the radishes grew four times faster four times faster wow. with the Brown's gas bubbled water. So that was pretty dramatic. In any case, this fellow decided to put the Brown's gas bubbled water on a cotton ball in a plastic cap and tape it to a melanoma on his forehead, skin uh-huh. cancer. And in 3 weeks' time, the melanoma was gone. And I didn't believe him. Okay. I was still thinking of this as a combustible gas. I'm an automotive technician specializing in fuel systems, so essentially a combustion expert. And when I worked in the mines, I got my blasting certification for essentially we blew mountains apart for a living, right? So I knew about explosives and explosive potentials and stuff. So I didn't think of this combustible gas for health purposes at all. So my customers were telling me about this for many, many years. And by 2005, they had convinced me to bubble water. I could note that this was like 10 years after they already.
Right. Yeah.
I should wow. be more open-minded as an inventor, but uh-huh. the way things go. So in any case, they convinced me to bubble, and I haven't been sick seriously since then. I've had three times where I had sniffles enough to go through like a box of Kleenex in maybe a day or two in all of the years since 2006.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's been doing really well. So there's the four protocols so far. Then we have a couple more protocols that we have built into the machine, but we haven't really told people how to do yet. And the first one is what's called deuterium deleted water. And that's essentially a big fad that's going on around out there right now. And it's legitimate in that when you get too much deuterium in your body, I should back up just a little bit. Deuterium is called heavy hydrogen. So okay. normal light hydrogen has an electron and a proton. But if you add a neutron, it becomes heavy hydrogen. And they so they don't call it heavy hydrogen. They just call it deuterium. So if you have too much of this, and originally the heavy water was developed in mass for the nuclear industry because it helps mitigate or shut down nuclear reactors, helps control the nuclear reactors. Well, it does the same thing in your body. Now, you need some to help control your metabolism. But if you get too much, your metabolism slows way down. And so that's just not a good thing. You're not producing right. the energy you should, all these kind of things. So they have discovered that if you drink water that has very little deuterium in it, then as your body naturally gets rid of the old stuff, the deuterium levels in your body drop because you're not putting any more in as it's getting rid of some. So people are spending up to $500 a month to buy deuterium deleted or depleted water. And wow. the Brown's gas from the AquaCure, you can actually, when you burn it, the steam that comes off, if you condense it, that is deuterium depleted water. Okay. So you can actually make your own $500 a month deuterium depleted water at home with the AquaCure. So we're calling that protocol number five. And then there's a protocol number six, we're going to be introducing protocol five within a couple months here. So, and right now it's 2026 August. So we'll be introducing so people can do this at home. The other thing is that deuterium depleted water is also new water. So this, I'm calling it, for lack of a better term, protocol six. New water can be transmuted into almost anything. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's water that has had its memory erased. See, the water that we're drinking may have been on the planet for 4 billion years. Who knows, right? And it just cycles through the oceans and evaporation and clouds and on the land and drains into rivers back to the ocean. It just cycles through the environment and it collects information. It's been proven that water can collect all kinds of information. I almost think of the oceans like the brains or mental memory of the planet, because the information, everything that's ever happened, is kind of recorded there. And they've done experiments like the 100 monkey experiment and stuff where they can show that. Anyway, the point is water has a memory.
Wow. And, yeah.
But if you make new water, it has no memory. And the new water has some extraordinary possibilities. A couple of quick examples. I put a bottle of the new water in my refrigerator next to a bottle of orange juice. And when I went to drink the new water, it tasted just like orange juice. So somehow wow. the information from the orange juice had impressed itself upon that water. And another example, Joseph Bender in Rain Fresh company down in the lower states was experimenting with making new water from my water torches. And he set a bottle of the that had nothing but water, H2O, in it, on a shelf next to a bottle of mineral mixture. It had 50 different minerals where you take an ounce and you drink it once a day to get your minerals and stuff. Anyway, it was sitting on the shelf. Incidentally, he set this next to it. It was not an experiment of any kind, but the sunshine was shining through the mineral mixture and the shadow of it was on the new water. The new water started to spontaneously have a white sludge, is a better word, sediment in it. And when they tested that sediment, which they got 10 ounces of this sediment out of that new water, which had nothing but H2O, when they tested that sediment, it had all 50 of those minerals in that sediment that was in the other bottle. And there's,
so what does that mean for the future? Like how, that's absolutely wild.
Absolutely. So you can make food, you can make medicine, you can make fuel, you can make minerals. There's some people that want me to experiment making gold. Okay. And going back to Lloyd Jacob and the water torch he was using to treat his patients, every year we would clean the sludge out of the machine because one of the byproducts of the Brown's gas production is sludge. Now, incidentally, the electrolyzer plates weighed 19 pounds when they were new. So that's all the anodes and cathodes and stuff that for the electrolysis process. And they're made of stainless steel. In three cleanouts, so over a period of 3 years, I collected 19 pounds of the sludge that had come out. It was really heavy sludge. And when we tested it, it had all the elements of stainless steel in that sludge. So, and the plates, the electrolyzer plates, still weighed 19 pounds, just as they did when they were new. Nothing but distilled water had ever been put into the electrolyzer. And here I had 19 pounds of metal that where'd it come from?
It was created. Right.
Yeah, it's just transmuted from this. So some people are saying likening the Brown's gas to the Philosopher's Stone. And it, because pretty much everything that is attributed to the Philosopher's Stone, the Brown's gas is being able to do, including longevity. When you're inhaling and drinking, you age much slower. I now look like I did when I 20 years ago, according to the pictures that we're taking. So
that's incredible.
And in the last few years, that age regression happened fairly quickly when I started to inhale in March of 2016. Like every month, I retrograded about a year. It was like my face was plumping up, the wrinkles were disappearing, I started to get color in my hair again, all these kind of things. So that was in addition to all the other things that happened to me. But the rodent studies and some Japanese studies are showing that the healthful life extension can be 30% to 50%. Increase in healthful life extension when
Amazing.
With a 2% inhalation of the gas. So that kind of stuff is all part of what people get as a package. So it isn't just the immediate mitigation of whatever ailments they are having currently. It goes on to longevity. So you can be playing ball with your great grandkids and just see just all the joys of life, because you really can enjoy life when you don't have pain. And
absolutely.
I am absolutely pain-free. And I am so grateful for that, because when I started to inhale, I was in my late 50s and I thought I'd have to live with the various, like I had arthritis pain. Like, it was really bad. Now I have absolute full strength and flexibility with no pain whatsoever for arthritis. On the other hand, there were things where I didn't have any pain because I had neuropathies. I'd lost the feeling in the palm of my left hand and from my knees to my feet, my shins on both legs, totally numb. You could stick pins in them. I had no feeling whatsoever. So all that feeling returned. So it was healing my nerves. I should back up just a quick step and say, give people a better understanding of why this is happening. If you don't have enough hydrogen, we've discovered, because the body is 62% hydrogen by volume, 24% oxygen, 12% carbon, and 2% everything else. So if you don't have enough hydrogen as nutrition, because it's your major macronutrient, your body will, because it knows how to stay alive, will start to shut down extraneous systems that aren't immediately life-threatening. So one of the first systems that gets shut down is your regeneration system. So stem cells, things like that. And the next thing that gets shut down is your, if you still don't have enough hydrogen, your immune systems. And the next thing that gets shut down, if you still don't have enough hydrogen, is your organs start to fail, and then you'll die. So when you get your enough hydrogen, you start to gain back all of this stuff. Like, for example, your skin is the largest organ on your body, and all the scars disappeared off my skin. What had happened was those patches that my body had put on wounds in the past, and by the way, they disappeared in reverse order to when I got them. So the ones I had from childhood were the last to go. Just interesting side comment there. But people who look at pictures of me now, I had a scar right here on my forehead that was relatively prominent before, and somewhere up here. And when I bend my wrinkles just right, you can kind of see where it bends around where the scar used to be. Okay, so my body stem cells came back online and regenerated the skin. And it takes a lot of different kinds of stem cells to regenerate the skin because of the various skin layers and capillaries and nerve cells and all those kind of things. The skin is a relatively complex organ. So that showed that my skin was healing. That showed that my regeneration system had come back online. I got rid of warts that I had on my hand warts. They're a virus, and my body got strong enough to get rid of those warts that I had had for over 50 years. And talking about organs healing, I had a heart murmur that for 50 years, and my grandfather died of complications of his heart murmur. So it was like a genetic thing in our branch of the family. Well, the woman I'm married to now sent me to the doctor for a checkup to make sure, you know, I was good to go.
Right. Yeah.
I almost never gone to a doctor in my whole life. So I just kind of like, oh, okay, you know, I went in there, and as he was listening to my heart, I said, I have a heart murmur, because I've always had a heart murmur. And he said, no, you don't. So suddenly period of time, my heart murmur
was corrected.
That's right.
Wow. Yes. I want to ask you some questions. I want to back up just a little bit, because people now know the different protocols of using Brown's gas, but I want to know, like, how, when it comes to drinking it, like, who should drink it? How much do you drink? When do you drink it? Is there protocols for that, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's a good question. Just drink normally. You can look on the internet, and it'll tell you for your sex, your body weight, your conditions, like, are you exercising, sedentary kind of thing. It'll give you a thumb view of what, rule of thumb of what to drink. Generally, for me, it'd be a couple of liters a day of water, or a couple of quarts, depending on where, what country you're listening in. And the so that's what I do. First thing in the morning, I make myself a quart of water, and I drink that. I just guzzle it right down first thing, part of my breakfast protocols, if you will. And then I make another quart to just drink during the day. And that works really well for me. So people, they can just look to see how much and when. Like, if you go out and you're sweating a lot, you're going to drink more water. So just drink the water normally as expected. And your next question will probably be for the inhalation.
Yeah, but I want to follow up with a question of, so are we basically replacing all of our water with the hydrogen water? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And I personally recommend just bubbling distilled water. Okay.
Okay.
Lots of people, they take spring water, but spring water, for example, has a lot of minerals in it that are not bioavailable. And so then your body has to work harder to get rid of that stuff that you ingested. Some people add things to water, and that's not bad, but you have to be really careful, because some things are, again, not bioavailable. They may taste good, but they're not necessarily good for you. Okay. I personally have been drinking distilled water since 2001. So 25 years drinking distilled water, and I'm healthier now than I was then. I have a page on my website, should I drink distilled water? So I kind of give both views of what people are saying. One of the big things is that water tends to chelate or take out minerals out of your body, and people don't like to lose the good minerals, but it takes out the bad minerals as well. So then you replace the good minerals with your diet, and therefore you get rid of the bad, you replace the good, you're good to go. So again, the distilled water is even better, because it helps that process happen better. Whereas if you're drinking water that has minerals in it that are not bioavailable, now your body has to get rid of those as well as the other waste products that your body is producing.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, so let's talk next about the inhalation. So when we got on our call, you said you've been inhaling the gas for 4 hours. Is that typical, or when it comes to the average person, how long should someone be inhaling the gas daily?
Longer is better. So I'll just back up one step and say, first of all, when I'm saying longer is better, it's better for therapeutic benefit, but it's also better for safety. Lots of people think more is better, and it's absolutely untrue in this technology. And I came at this whole technology, as I explained before, from a combustion perspective. And if you have a gas mixture of hydrogen in air over 4.7%, it's potentially combustible. And you do not want Like, I used to blow apart mountains for a living, and the loudest explosions I ever heard were hydrogen oxygen explosions. They can get pretty dramatic, and you don't want that in your body. Okay, so all these, there's a bunch of hydrogen companies out there that are selling 1,500 milliliters per minute or 3,000 milliliters per minute. That's like three liters per minute of hydrogen. And most people, their intake breath, like they intake maybe 10 or 12 times a minute. Anyway, take away the math. The point is they are inhaling a mixture that makes the your exhaust breath, your exhaled breath combustible. And if you're anywhere near a flame or a spark, it can just go bang. And I have a quick story where one of these people convinced one of the AquaCure users, AquaCure is our machine, to go to 60%. His normal inhalation to get 2% hydrogen in the intake breath would have been 30% of the volume that the AquaCure makes. These people were saying, no, you could go to 100%. So the guy cut it between and did 60%. But what that did was take his breath, his intake hydrogen from 2% to 4%. But the body was only taking 1% and he was exhaling the rest of the 3%. Because once your blood is saturated with the hydrogen, it doesn't accept anymore. Just like if it's saturated with carbon dioxide, you exhale any excess. So if you're inhaling 2% and your body's only needing 1% to maintain the saturation, then you're exhaling the other 1%. Generally, if you're inhaling 2%, add 1% from the exhaled breath, you're at 3%. You're still well under the 4.7% lower combustible limit. You up it to 4% inhaled breath. That means you're exhaling 3%, adding to it the 4%, and you've got 7% in your exhaled breath, which is well above the lower combustible limit. And he leaned over a candle, not deliberately, just because it was there when he was leaning over, and exhaled on it. And the explosion went up into his sinus cavities. Luckily, he didn't have a combustible mixture right down into his lungs. He had a very severe bloody nose, and they took him to the hospital thinking there might be a concussion, which there might have been. But in the end, it turned out he was okay, just so you know. But it emphasizes the point that you want to be inhaling a mixture that is 2% or less, and any additional, like they've discovered, science has discovered that 2% is the optimal therapeutic benefit. If you go to 3%, you get no more additional benefit. So it's wasteful and dangerous to do too much. And a lot of companies out there are promoting too much just to sell their machines. We sell more. You could get more than the competition over here. We sell safe machines. I've been working with Brown's Gas since 1986. I know what safety is. We built multiple safety protocols right into the machine. So the main thing to say, okay, so you're inhaling at 2%, which is what I'm doing right now, and you'll get your maximum therapeutic benefit.
When people start drinking the water and inhaling it, what kinds of changes do users commonly tell you that they notice first?
The first thing is energy. They usually notice that they're more alert. They can do more. One of the things I discovered was that my muscles hardened, even though I wasn't really doing exercise, because one of the things that hydrogen gives you is some benefit as if you were exercising. So one of the first things that people notice was a clarity. A couple of examples for myself. I usually inhale whenever I'm at the computer, which is up to 8 hours a day.
Right.
And I get an average of 8 hours a day because we have machines located elsewhere in the house. So I sit down on the couch to watch TV. I can be inhaling. We've got AquaCure by the bedside so that you can inhale there. And you can inhale when you're sleeping. And that is a good point in that how long you inhale depends on yourself. First of all, how much time you have. But if you have a serious ailment like cancer, Parkinson's, ALS, all the autoimmune diseases like lupus and such, you need at least 8 hours a day. You have to keep your blood saturated for at least 8 hours a day. Okay. And most people can't sit down for 8 hours a day. They have to make a living or play with the kids. But they usually can be sleeping for several hours. And so I advise people that need those long hours to sleep with it. And that's perfectly fine. In fact, we have a testimonial from Jay Lee, who was sleeping with it. She had a stage 4 cancer and was given 2 weeks to live. She absolutely refused to do the aggressive surgery. What had happened was a breast cancer that had metastasized through to her spine. So her spine was growing cancer. And so the aggressive surgery would have left her paralyzed. And so she refused to do that. She refused the chemo and radiation. And the oncologist, get this, it just boggles my mind. The oncologist said, you might as well, if you're not going to take my advice, go to the top of this 10-story building and jump off because you have 2 weeks to live. Can you imagine the pressure? But this woman still did not do it. And you know, she was a California girl that had a fiance in Australia, and her fiance's father happened to know an affiliate in Australia who was renting the Brown's Gas machines, the AquaCure, and rented one for her. She started to use it, and in 3 months' time, so obviously outlived to 2 weeks, was getting good enough results that they bought their own machine and gave the rental back to be rented to someone else. And the in 1 year's time, has a report. She videotaped herself. She has an Instagram account and posts quite often. She calls it ugly crying, where she's coming home from the work, waving the paperwork that says she's 100% cancer-free.
Wow.
From two to live. Yeah.
It's incredible. Now, I need to challenge you on that, because I always encourage our audience to think about expectations and managing them. So not every person is going to respond the same way to a wellness approach. Does everyone respond to this gas, or is it certain people, or how do you talk to people about that?
Well, mathematically speaking, we have a 1 year satisfaction guarantee. Okay. And mathematically, only 1 in 1,000 people that return the machine for the reason, like for 1,000 sales, only one comes back for the reason that it didn't work for me. Now, we've been keeping track of the hour meters on the back of those machines, and some of them, after about a year, had only 4 hours on it.
Okay, so they weren't using them.
But that's okay. It's really okay. If you're not going to use it, we do want the machine back, and we'll give you your money back so we can get it out to someone who will use it.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I mean, you've received and you have just spoken about some remarkable testimonials over the years. What keeps surprising you after all of these testimonials that keep coming in?
Well, I can't say that I'm surprised anymore, because we've seen like miracles happen. But I am grateful. I am so grateful that what we're doing is helping people.
Absolutely. That's amazing. You have quite the story. You talked about, you know, so many people are struggling out there and are looking for answers. Where can people find out information about them? And you said you rent the machines. So you can rent the machines to try them, or how does all that work?
There's only about 4 places in the world that are renting machines right now. I'm going to encourage our affiliates to do more rentals, especially at places like the Cancer Center in California. I'm not remembering the town right now off the top of my head, but Irvine, California. There's a cancer center there. They've been using Brown's Gas, our AquaCures, since the beginning, late in 2016. We actually didn't discover that until just about 3 years ago, that they were using our machines to help their patients. And we donated some more machines to them because we were so grateful that they were doing that. But a place like that, because people need to put the hours in, and you go to the clinic or the doctor's office, sometimes only see them for 10 minutes or something. Maybe if you're going to a massage therapist or a chiropractor, it might be 20 or 30 minutes longer if you're sitting in one place. But they can be, and a person could do a lot of hydrogen bars and things like that as well. But so there aren't too many places where people can actually rent them out yet. We're trying to encourage that to happen. We're starting a Brown's Gas Pros map online for professionals, so that they can list their businesses, so that people can look on the map and find where they can get servicing or rentals or a demonstration even kind of thing.
Okay, perfect. So right now people can go on the website and purchase a machine.
Correct. And we have the 1 year satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty, so that anything that goes wrong with the machine because of manufacturer error, for the lifetime of the machine, we will fix it. And we pay the shipping, the labor, and the parts. So there's no more cost. If it's our fault, we fix it. But the 1 year satisfaction guarantee. So again, I'm not an MD, so I can't claim anything. And this technology is so new, leading edge. It's hard to really claim anything anyway, even if you were an MD. And there are MDs that prescribe it for things like depression. It works really well. It's almost impossible to be depressed when you're inhaling the gas. For myself, I inhale it when I'm at the computer, but I also inhale it when I drive to see our grandkids, which is a 13-hour drive. And I drive through with no coffee, because I put one of my machines in the back seat. I inhale the Brown's gas all the way, and it stays alert. My reactions are fast. I just keep an eye on the traffic and everything. No worries all the way. So it really, the alertness is something that people notice first.
Well, that's amazing. So it helps with basically everything and anything.
Yes. It's essential nutrition the body needs and isn't getting usually because we've messed up our digestive systems with glyphosate and artificial sweeteners and all different kinds of chemicals and stuff that kill the bacteria that are breaking the hydrogen off from our food. So we're eating and we're actually not getting the nutrition from the food because our digestive systems have become compromised.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's getting worse and worse with our soil being depleted of all the essential nutrients as well. Well, George, thank you so much for giving us all of that valuable information on how to use the machine. Now, for someone who has ordered one and it just comes, what would be your advice to them on how to start using it?
Usually when you order a machine, you'll get an email in advance that gives you the various videos and stuff. So you can peruse those during the day or two it takes for the machine to get to you. And then so you take it out of the box and just set it up just like the videos. I advise doing it one step at a time. There are people who have been intimidated when they opened the box and they saw a whole bunch of stuff. Well, it turns out right. Most of that stuff you don't need to worry about at first. So if you just take it one step at a time, exactly the way we've laid it out, you'll quickly have it together and using it.
Amazing. Did we leave anything out today? Is there anything you want to add about how to use the machine or the different protocols?
The using of the machine. Okay. I'm just taking a quick look at my notes here. Yeah. The maintenance is relatively easy for the average. You're just adding water. Because the water in the machine is splitting into hydrogen and oxygen and leaving as a gas. So the water level in the machine is going to start to go down. And so at a certain point, the yellow refill light will come on and you'll refill it from the humidifier and then dump the rest of the humidifier and refill the humidifier with fresh distilled water. Because the humidifier is acting like a scrubber to keep any, like some people out there, you'll see about Brown's gas. Oh, there's lye. You'll be inhaling lye.
Well, I have inhaling
lye. L-Y-E. And I have a little saying myself, the lie about the lie, because the lie is a catalyst inside the machine. Okay, so sodium hydroxide. And some people get scared of, like, you could say scared of explosions. Well, another thing people get scared of is the lie. But most people don't understand how ubiquitous lye is in our life. The various drain cleaners, oven cleaners, it used to be the main ingredient in soap for like forever until we got the franking chemicals we have nowadays. And so you can buy Dove instead of the old tallow soap or whatever the case may be.
Right. Yeah.
And if you eat a pretzel, for example, they put lye on the surface of it to make it nice and crackly and stuff. So you're actually eating it, ingesting it directly. A little bit of lye isn't any kind of an issue, but what we're doing, the gas itself is always pure, but the moisture droplets that could, like a steam or water vapor that can come out with the gas, those can have teeny little bit of lye in it. So when it goes through the, first of all, the tower cap helps condense all that down. So it's pretty much a pure gas going out anyway. And then as a secondary thing, we have the humidifier, which has the distilled water in it, which traps those little tiny micro droplets. So the gas coming out of that, again, is pure. And then we have triple redundant safety because we put the gas through the drinking water jar before people inhale it. Now, if any microscopic amount of lye happened to get in the drinking water, that is actually healthy. I have Is Lye Safe on my website, eagle-research.com. There's a page called Is Lye Safe, and it shows all the FDA protocols and all those kind of things, and a small amount of lye, which you need in your body. Incidentally, it's one of those chemicals that the body uses, like table salt, sodium chloride, and this is sodium hydroxide, which is actually even safer than a lot of other things, because when it breaks down, you've got your sodium and then water as the byproduct. So interestingly enough. In any case, we make sure that the gas that people are inhaling is 100% absolutely safe. And we've had it spectrographically measured many times. So we've got the spectrographic charts that people can see, or they can do themselves. The tests are not that expensive. So
amazing. Well, another fascinating conversation. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and knowledge and for creating such an amazing product. So many people can benefit from, and it'll help so many people. So you must be so proud.
Again, I'm grateful. I'm very, very grateful because I got into the Brown's Gas for Health by being pushed into it with my customers, and I got slapped upside the face. People have already heard about how my late wife passed away before I learned about the Brown's Gas for Health and why I'm so passionate at helping people. So again, I'm grateful to be here on platforms like this where people will hear about it because they're not going to hear about it from their doctor anytime soon.
Yeah, exactly.
I could be helping more people. So I just feel a great amount of gratitude.
Well, we're grateful for you too. And we're going to do everything we can to get the word out. So thanks so much for being here. I look forward to the next conversation.
Thank you, Lisa.
So thank you also to our audience for tuning in. Today's conversation really helped us take this from an abstract idea into something more people can actually understand. So whether someone agrees with everything we discussed or simply leaves with more questions, I think we've accomplished something really important. And that's helping people make sense of a topic that can feel a little overwhelming at first. So again, George, thank you so much for sharing your experience and perspective. If you found today's conversation valuable, or if you feel like it can help you or someone you know, please send it to them. And to learn more about George Wiseman, his work, and the Brown's Gas, please visit eagleresearch.com. And make sure you tune in for the next episode as we're going to dive deeper into Brown's Gas and talk more about its benefits and what it can do for you. So stay tuned for that. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.